Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Oakley doakley.
Guess who forgot the ESD card again?
Well, this episode she's taken her sweet time.
Who's that girl?
Luck has not been a lady.
It's Brooke. Wow.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, guys.
We're back.
Missed you. It's really good to be here with all of you here in this ear space, headspace.
The void.
The void. The void we all live in every day.
Every day.
So a few things have happened since we were here last, and Brooke, what was the main one?
I don't know.
I'm furiously pointing at a memento on my wall.
We thought about Ireland.
We did.
I ate a Benihana.
You did. I then ate your leftovers. Where did I have those leftovers, Brooke? Everyone already hates us. We went to Disney World, guys.
Yeah, we did.
It was an insane
yeah
weekend.
Bridget got really just like plopped into my family
and into Disney World via Brooke's family because they're masterminds and criminals.
We're amazing at it.
They really are. It's unbelievable. And she kind of joked about this beforehand, like that I'll never be able to go with anyone else, but it's true. I would never want to.
That's
I would never be able to do the park another way.
It's only those are the reviews I've gotten.
5 stars on Yelp.
yeah.
Brooke's tours, the Weissman family tours. It's a crazy place. I think I kind of get it.
You do get it. You are living it.
Well, I get definitely the Disney World thing. I'm not sure, like the parks. I'm not sure I get the Disney thing so much still. Mm-hmm. I realize maybe in my head they're kind of two separate entities. And a lot of the people who love the parks feel very strongly about Disney in general. Mm-hmm. My theory about this, though, is partially because I didn't really watch movies growing up. You know, like I don't have quite the same nostalgia and missed a lot of the like classics.
A lot of the like, and it's changed a lot, I would say, that like, like a lot of the things that I grew up going to in the parks, mm-hmm. like weren't even movie related.
Yeah. Well, that's the other interesting thing too, is there was more there that I was interested in, like stuff I loved than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Also Toyland, which is the Toy Story. Yeah. Toy Story Land.
Yeah. It's
just
cool.
Opened. And like, obviously I love that. And yeah, it was, yeah.
And Avatar was cool.
The Pandora ride. Well, they build Pandora, which I don't know. They made me care about Avatar again, conceptually at least, which I thought it was an impossible feat.
I walked into my apartment on Sunday night and they were watching Avatar.
What?
I was like,
weird.
What?
but the Pandora ride.
It's really
It's like
cool.
A virtual 3D. It was really insane.
Yeah. What was your favorite thing?
I loved Animal Kingdom.
That's so funny to me.
Just
I said that to Alex and I was like, you know, Bridget loved Animal Kingdom. He was like,
I mean I loved all of it.
I mean
Magic Kingdom's amazing. It's just like it was also really overwhelming and it was day one and it was so hot.
I was talking
that it's kind of a little bit of a blur parts of it.
Yeah.
But like the rides are so cool. The thing too I think is in Magic Kingdom a lot of the rides are a lot they're less like rides and they're more about the experience, which is fun.
And we didn't even do half of them.
No. And we did so much.
We did so much.
What were you going to ask?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, your favorite. But you said Animal Kingdom.
No, I don't.
It's allowed to be Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. I don't know that I have because like I don't know. It was just so much, and it was all so fun and crazy.
Yeah, we had fun.
I mean, it was literally 48 hours from leaving New York to getting back to New York, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was just, it's like the whole thing. Like, I don't know how I could pick anything out of it. And the Pandora ride, I'll remember for a long time. So well. The food was really fun. The hug I shared with Goofy.
Bridget had like a really intimate hug with Goofy.
He really like held me and rocked me.
Yeah, and Mickey and I really bonded.
Yes, it was. We have some amazing live photos that.
I was saying though, I was talking to Celie about this. It's hard for me to suspend disbelief with the characters because I didn't really do the characters growing up so much. I'm itchy from being wet.
Mm-hmm. We just walked through the rain to get an SD card. Like,
it's not raining, and we walked outside, and it was.
Very much so.
But I'm like talking to Mickey Mouse, and Mickey Mouse is like gesticulating wildly. Because
they, of course, can't say anything.
And I'm like, I'm inside of
you. Yes, yes.
There is a person with my stature.
Yes.
About my age, probably.
Yes.
Inside that fur.
Probably with similar life interests and trajectories in some sense.
Minnie Mouse did not know how to bevel.
She didn't. It was wild. Maybe she didn't hear you. I can't believe.
But then she got the Cardi B joke.
That's true. She did. She thought it was pretty funny. Anyway, we had a very good time and had an amazing Irish waiter named Kevin.
Oh, my God. Kevin.
We had a lot of tasty food.
We are working on the
Dole Whip for the first time with rum on it.
It's really good. The So Bridget, we made it Bridget's birthday at dinner.
And so I got a button that had my name on it.
And so the next day I wore Bridget's birthday pin for fun.
Which was especially great when Brooke handed her ID to the guy as she was buying Dole Whip.
I was buying Dole Whip and I was like trying to cover my birthday pin, your birthday pin.
My non-birthday
pin.
That
said, happy birthday, Bridget. And I handed him my ID that said my name was Brooke Nicole Wiseman and that my birthday was June 8th, 1992. And he looked at the ID, he looked at me, he handed it back and he goes, happy birthday.
He did. It was really gorgeous.
And it was stunning. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very fun.
We're working on the Shrek characters as Sex and the City characters.
We will get that to you.
So don't fret. We will get that to you. We're also,
that's a promise.
We were also asked to do like Disney characters.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And so we will work on that as well.
Characters from the animated oeuvre.
Oeuvre. Yes. Exactly.
Not just animated, I guess, but mostly animated.
Mostly animated.
Anyway, we'll get on that. Like, things that I know you guys are waiting
Santa
for
Claus
with.
With
bated breath. Yeah, actually, let's do all of them. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about
Sex in the
City. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
Would you look at that?
Just rolled right off the tongue.
The craziest thing happened, and I don't know what it was, and I hope that it was something really gross, but I like...
What?
I like have a mole on the back, and it's healthy. I went to the dermatologist recently, and then I have this other one, and I like picked off the top of it, and I was like, it didn't bleed, and I think it's fine, but I was like, this can't be good.
Whoa. Maybe it's something else.
I don't know.
Backs always have their own cultivation of things
happening. And my nails are this like weird. Happening. They're like short but sharp.
Yep. You've done a good job growing them out though.
Thank you.
They look nice.
Yeah, I picked off that nail polish, but alas.
Been there.
It sucks.
Once it starts going, it's hard to not help it along.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Me too. We're...
Do you have a housekeeping?
Housekeeping.
What's going on?
I do need to pick up my room. Probably sweep.
Well, pick it up. Put it over there.
Yeah, I'm going to move it a little closer to Manhattan.
Oh, I would love that.
Well, that'd be nice for both of our sakes.
You
have a real nice tan going on after this weekend.
Thank you.
Dang. Should we do this episode, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Do you have other tidbits of your life, juicy morsels you want to throw out into the splat plate?
Splate? I am feeling... weird about New York right now.
Oh, well, good thing you're about to escape it. Sounds like it's time to go to the West Coast, a la Carrie Bradshaw, baby.
Yeah, I think it is. It's just, I like sat on the, I didn't leave my house at all on yesterday. Truly not at all. It was glorious.
I love those days. I'm planning to do that this weekend because I haven't had a weekend day here in like 3 weeks.
Just like watch a lot of TV.
Yes.
And then this morning I was going to work and I was like, well, The MTA is still broken.
Mm-hmm.
And this still gives me a lot of agita.
Yalala. It's hard to avoid, unfortunately, because you have to get on the trains and the trains won't work.
They don't work.
Mm-mm.
I got here pretty quick today. Hopefully getting home is smooth.
That was us knocking on lots of things.
Shall we?
This is episode 3 of season 5. And it's called Luck Be an Old Lady. And I'm not going to lie, I found everyone a little bit insufferable in this episode in different ways.
I did like it, though.
I did, too. It's an interesting one. It feels
there's a famous, iconic line in it.
I think I know which one it is.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, very excited to take us there.
I got the new iOS update.
Uh-huh.
So I can send, I have the Memoji now.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
No.
I think she's good. Look at her. She has a blowout.
Oh, she is good. Also, she's so very brunette. You're a brunette, fully. I love it.
There wasn't anything lighter.
No, it's perfect.
But I love her. And I love her little blowout.
Yeah, her hair is buoyancy.
And it just like flows in the wind.
It's gorgeous.
She's so coy.
That's very fun.
Thank you.
I like it.
Gotta love that iPhone 10.
Oh. Is that one of the... No, that's not one of the new ones. That came out.
I've had this for almost a year.
Oh, yeah. It's the same one you've had for a while. I still have a 6S, my first iPhone. Oh. I don't want it to die. I love it. So Carrie goes on a blind date, but we don't know it yet. She's just in a bar and she's like, Ted, to different cute guys who walk by.
Ted? And her hair? I don't love it like Mm-mm. this.
No, it looks a little bit like a, I don't know, what were the, like a Polly Pocket doll or something.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so she goes through this kind of excruciating night. And then at brunch the next morning, she's like, I deign to go on a blind date. And I got stood up, not worth it.
Lower myself into the gutter. And she's like,
Miranda says, God, I miss dating.
And she's like, Carrie's like, are you kidding me?
She's like, Charlotte's like, I'm sure something else happened, you know? And Carrie's like, well, either he didn't show or he saw me and decided not to say hi, which is worse.
You guys, this is super like, I've had this almost exact, not the stood up part,
mm-hmm.
but like this conversation re-dating apps.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I'm Carrie. I'm like, I can't believe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going on.
I'm lowering myself.
I'm doing
this.
These fucking dating apps.
Yeah. I feel
when
that.
Was the last time I went on a dating app date? January.
You're getting back in the game, baby. Oh. I liked that. That was very like chesty laugh. Just came from deep in you. Kim Cattrall says you shouldn't even be going on blind dates. Charlotte is like, listen, I know a lot of great couples who started on a blind
dating
date.
Apps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then
Carrie goes on this whole thing about how first dates are like job interviews with cocktails, which I also agree
kind
with.
Kind of, yeah. You're trying to.
Which is great because you know what else auditioning is like a job interview all the time. So my entire life.
Yes.
Is job interviews.
How fun.
So great. Love to be me.
So Charlotte's like, listen, I'm sorry this happened on your first date, but you have to keep trying. And Carrie calls herself Fuxitani.
Fuxitani.
It is, like, because I looked at it.
I love it so much.
It's just
Fuxitani.
Weird. I don't think this is a problem I used to have. I think my brain is breaking.
Well, same.
Anyway, Carrie's like, also, Miranda's hair looks gorge. Mm-hmm. I love this cut.
It's like a fiery red, and they finally figured out a cut for her.
A really nice cut for her. So Charlotte is about to turn 36.
And Carrie, we find out, is also
already
36. And we don't know how old Miranda is, and we assume that Samantha's in her 40s.
But we know that Miranda is older than 36 because Charlotte is like, I decided I'm sticking at 35. Men don't want women over 35, and it's just nicer. Miranda's like, you had such a good 35, you want to do it over?
Also, Carrie says something about, like, I'm done with dating. And Miranda's like, yeah, that's what I said about carbs, and I just ordered pancakes. And I'm like, yes, Miranda.
What they say, I think Samantha says, if we all had to make it through our 36th birthdays, so do you.
Mm-hmm.
So we know.
Charlotte's the youngest.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
It does.
Feels right.
Mm-hmm. And Samantha tells us that Richard is taking her to Atlantic City.
Let's run away to Atlantic City.
What's that from?
Ragtime.
Ah, gorgeous.
Yeah. I've
been saying gorgeous a lot tonight. I think you just inspire me.
I'll take it.
Oh, I'm a cheese ball. So Carrie's like, no dates. There's nothing on TV I want to watch. Which I get this feeling where you're just like, nothing and nothing and nothing. She's like, this is bullshit.
And so she calls Samantha and she's like, please. Miranda thinks Steve can watch the baby. Charlotte agreed to come out if we don't mention her birthday.
Yes. So when they're talking about Charlotte's birthday coming up, Carrie's like, we all have to celebrate. And Miranda's like, no, I can't because the baby nurse is leaving. It's her last day. So you'll have to book me a year in advance. And Samantha, that's why when Samantha tells them she's going away for the weekend. But Carrie is like really wants to celebrate Charlotte. And I was also like, I guess Samantha doesn't really care. I was like, you probably knew it was Charlotte's birthday coming up. Carrie says she's looking at the last photo taken of the four of them.
It's getting moldy.
Which I find hard to believe.
Pictures are hard to come by.
That's true. Or they probably were much harder to come by before they were on their phones.
I think I was allergic to the rain.
You might be.
Why am I so itchy?
It might also just, I don't know, it's different than shower water, you know?
It's God's shower.
Oh, your immediate response to your own. Anyway.
I grimaced at myself for mentioning.
A grimace. A grimy grimace.
A grimy grimace.
Happy Halloween season, y'all.
It's spooky tooth time.
So Carrie shows up to see Miranda and Miranda's like, Steve fell through. I can't do it. And Carrie's like, what? And Miranda goes, just kidding. He arrived early 2 hours ago and I'm ready to go. Pad?
She must be.
I think so.
For like the bit of this episode, she's like, yeah. Got some pad.
And the whole like she, you know, had a baby. So Magda takes Carrie into the kitchen to look at a bunch of really cute photos of the baby on the fridge. And Carrie like doesn't know how to just be like, so cute. She acts like it's a very strange event that Magda would be so proud and excited.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think maybe Carrie just isn't a kid person, you know, and she tries to be for Miranda. Yeah. But
she goes, Miss Hobbs, I never thought I'd see the day when you'd have pictures of babies on your fridge.
I think they're even doing Miranda's hair to kind of make her look like a mom more. She suddenly kind of looks like
she's so cute.
I know. The doorbell rings and they're not sure who it's going to be. They literally have all their bags. They're ready to go. And Carrie loves a see-through shirt. She really was on that trend before.
Yeah.
It came back.
Steve's panicking that he's going to kill Brady. He's like, I scratched his face.
With my dirty nail. And he's like, look, I can do 2 hours, but anything beyond that,
I'm going to kill him.
I can't do it. And Miranda's like, yeah, dude, I'm always worried I'm going to kill him too. Now it's your turn to take him and worried you're going to be, you're going to kill him. And she looks at the scratch, which is truly nothing. And she's like, it's nothing. And she says, basically, they're really trying to talk Steve into it. And Steve is really panicking, which, to be fair, he's not a 50-50 parent. You know, he hasn't been.
No.
And I'm sure he is freaking out.
But he wants to be in
Miranda says, Monday to Friday, I try not to kill him.
Saturday and Sunday, you try not to kill him.
And he opens the door back up, says, I'm sorry. Carrie's in the back like, no, this is not how this is going to go.
He's like, I can't do it.
And he just walks into the apartment with Brady. They both look, Carrie and Miranda look like
Miranda's like,
very sad because, of course, and Miranda was so excited to get away and be Miranda again.
This is my actual nightmare, being Charlotte.
So they're all going to, they've made these arrangements now, so they agree
to go to Atlantic City, and Richard is coming and he's going to fly them there on
his private jet, which of course sounds very fun and is like, yeah, of course, let's turn it into a birthday celebration. Except poor Charlotte, when she gets there, does not realize that Miranda and
Carrie are not
coming at this point.
They're going to meet them, and you like
Samantha Richard tells them they're going to come somehow and meet
Samantha
them there later.
Just like
the grossest
over each other. It's like, and poor Charlotte is just like.
And it's also like, would you have, if you'd done it with three other people there, they could have, you know, ignored her as a group. But like, how gross and rude. Samantha and Richard are kind of infuriating in this episode. It's just Samantha. It's like, girl, why are you torturing yourself?
And so Charlotte finds a box and it's pearls, but it's a pearl thong and it's something Richard got for Samantha, and they make it kinky and they talk about stimulation. And
well, and Charlotte sits down because it's like a gift wrapped box and she's like, oh guys, that's so sweet. And then she opens it and it's like, of course not for her.
I hate this. It really,
Samantha's fully on his lap.
I have like trouble watching it. Ugh. And they're talking about like pearl necklace, like the cum around the neck.
It's just, it's and so Charlotte's gratuitous and Charlotte stress knitting, which is very cute. Here we have our first old lady.
It's just like so rude.
Yes. It's very gross. I mean, they have a full audience and she's trapped in that room with them.
Oh,
Samantha's trying to.
I'm irate.
Samantha's like, you know, when a guy decorates your neck while Richard is like licking along her neck, and Charlotte's poor face just falls. Because how horribly awkward.
They're just like.
And then you see Samantha's feet go up in the air through the window on the couch and Charlotte's poor face. It's just, yeah. So Miranda and Steve are just kind of going at each other. And Carrie comes in and she's like, look, Magda's offered to take the baby overnight. And
to help with Steve.
Yeah. Like Steve will take him, but she'll assist. And Miranda's like, that is not her job. And Carrie says, just pay her. Just throw some money at this because you can fix it and we can go. But they've missed the plane. So they get on a bus with a bunch of old ladies who are dressed to the nines, hats, coats, pins.
We should go.
White hair. Yeah, we should. Curled, coiffed, love it. And I have in Vegas, but I was too young to do anything. I don't know. I think I'd be too scared to gamble. I would do tiny bits of money.
Yeah, when I have expendable income.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie's like, look at all these people. Like, we got to hang out while we're all still mobile, you know, and while we're all young. And Miranda's whipped out a New Yorker and she's like, I've been saving these to read for months. And so she's not really listening. And Carrie's like, listen to me. Friendships take work. She gets really kind of, I hate this word, but a little shrill in this episode about everything. And I get it because it's what she focuses on in this episode, but it's also.
She's like, what is she? She's projecting something, but I'm not sure what it is.
No, I'm not really either. But she's really worried about the state of the four of their friendship, mm-hmm. which I guess things are changing. You know, Miranda's life has changed drastically. They're getting older. A birthday makes you think of all of that, whatever. And I don't know. I get that. Sometimes you have nostalgia bouts or you have worries about the future. And it is. Friendships do take work.
Friendships are relationships.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they sometimes have to end, and they sometimes go through.
Valleys, peaks.
Thank you. Over mountain ranges. This is, unfortunately, Trump Taj Mahal.
Yes, it is. But it went bankrupt, so lol. They all
fucking Charlotte looks like a literal school marm.
She does. She's wearing like a ruffled around her neck. Collared shirt and a long polka dot skirt. It's just quite something. Miranda really looks like a mom, but also a fourth grader, which to be honest is literally my exact aesthetic. Someone once told a friend of mine that my personal style is a mix between a soccer mom and a fourth grader. And I was like, you know what? You're not wrong, but fuck you.
Fuck you.
Samantha has on this crazy good looking white outfit, kind of pantsuit thing with a golden shawl, and Carrie just looks hot as hell because of course she does, but I do not like the hair.
And Miranda looks dowdy as fuck. Oh, they spend more than one day in Atlantic City.
Yeah, they're there for the weekend, I think. So Carrie's really obsessed with getting a picture and she's like, this place is fantastic. Charlotte says, is that a euphemism for tacky?
I just can't believe that that's what she packed.
Yeah, no. She's both like trying to stay younger and yet somehow becoming the old mom of the group.
And so Miranda's like, oh, I forgot about Charlotte's present. And Charlotte's like, what did I say about presents?
And it's the old maid card game. And they all laugh at it because it's like a joke present. But of course, Charlotte doesn't take
Charlotte's
it
that
way.
Is that
poor Charlotte.
To be funny?
She's forever being given gifts that she doesn't have a sense of humor for. And
she's had work done. And Richard comes over and says something disgusting.
You know, he's like, the bathing beauties are all here. And he tells Samantha, poker game's about to start. Does she want to come? She's like, no, no. Because he's just going to hang with the guys. And then a waitress appears who he calls by name and looks great. And Samantha's suddenly like, hello, I'm Samantha. And then kind of spirals. And as Carrie's like, great, can't wait for the four of us to hang out. Samantha's like, I am going to that poker game.
And she escapes. Because Denise, the waitress, is like, I'll walk you up.
Escorts him over. And she says, who picked this restaurant?
Cleavage is big here.
Carrie proposes a toast for Charlotte to the four of them. May we always... And Samantha fucking just one-track mind says, I think I will follow Richard. Good night. And Carrie sighs. And of course, the minute after, a photographer comes over and is like, would you like a souvenir photograph? And Carrie's like, no, it was supposed to be the four of us. Now one of us has a puss on. And I get it. And Samantha's annoying also. But hey, take the photo of the three of you. Come on, girl.
And it's like, I want to go gamble.
And then put your Mickey band up to it and it'll automatically upload.
That one of us today, the one in Tower of Terror is so cute. It's really cute. Funny.
A lot of us holding hands.
A lot of us holding hands.
Charlotte is not pleased about the fact, many things. And she's like, no one's buying us a drink. We've been here a half an hour. Carrie's like, dude, they're free. And these guys tell Carrie that they want her to blow on their dice. She's their lucky blonde.
And she's like, what about this one? The school marm. And they're like, no, I want my lucky blonde.
So she blows on them. And Miranda's in the game and has been doing really well so far. And the guy throws them and wins. Miranda's, of course, very not pleased. But the guy wins 12 grand on her and hands her a $1,000 poker chip. Which Carrie's like, what? I can't keep this. And the guy's like, you're my lucky blonde. Which he says, I don't know, six times in about 15 seconds.
My lucky blonde.
And he says, it's yours, blondie. Get in the game. Have some fun. This is not one of Carrie's best hair and makeup combos.
No.
They're really trying something.
Miranda's like, what are you going to do? You're going to gamble? It's $1,000. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
The hot one. Charlotte's like, the hot one. Did you hear that?
Lucky blonde. It's so sexy. Yes, woke Charlotte.
It's only because she's bitter.
I know.
Carrie doesn't want to lose the $1,000. And Miranda's like, it's found money. I love that this is a vice we've discovered of Miranda's. What's happening? Come on, Gimby. Everything just paused. But Carrie's like, I don't want to spend this money because I just came into luck be an old lady. That's why I made that reference earlier.
I get it. I'm proud of you.
And Miranda's kind of in a little bit of a tiff and she's like, well, if you're not going to play it, I'm going to go upstairs and be in my room. And Carrie says she has a chip on her shoulder. In 5 minutes, Charlotte turns 35 again. And she's really shrieking.
Charlotte is so mean.
She is. She's clearly having a hard time with this birthday, but she's incapable
she
of
went to sleep
expressing it in any way.
With a $1,000 chip on her shoulder.
Yep.
So she's wondering.
Carrie's learned that in roulette, basically the easier the game is to play, the bigger edge the house has. And I think she's watching a TV show that tells her about it.
People go to casinos for the same reason.
They go on blind dates.
Hoping to hit the jackpot.
But mostly you just wind up broke or alone in a bar. If we know the house always wins,
why gamble?
The Rush.
Thank you for writing why gamble. Post-it.
On a hotel stationery pad. Charming.
So, like, Carrie's in, like, a different hotel?
Basically, I'm sure. They must have filmed those parts separately. But also, Richard is Richard, so he's in, like, the craziest suite. And he puts jewelry on Samantha and kisses her. And a maid comes in who's very...
He's like, I'm sorry to interrupt. He's like, it's not a problem, Terry.
And Carrie says, apparently, there were no old maids at the Taj Mahal Hotel. And she says, Terry, that ought to be easy to remember. Terry with the terry cloth towels. And then she basically face plants her out the door.
Samantha feels she's being Kubla Khan'd because they're in the Kubla Khan suite.
Indeed. Samantha, you're not actually jealous of a casino cleaning lady, are you? And she's basically like, no, I just am so impressed that you know the names of all of these buxom ladies. And he's basically like, listen, I know all the names of the men here too, and I don't want to fuck them. And he says, aren't you keeping the girls waiting? He just becomes more of a gross old man every episode.
Hi, I'm Samantha. Can I get you some towels?
And then she basically, her whole thing, she tells the girls the next time she sees him is that she's fucked him for hours because she doesn't want him to be able to fuck anyone else. I'm like, you are spending so much time managing this relationship. So Charlotte, in her very old maidy everything, has her knitting along. She has a button-down sweater. She has a big shower cap on and a florally, like a bathrobe.
An old maid. And it wasn't funny. I disagree.
3 hours later. I was still waiting for our foursome to come together.
Carrie's hair is not for me.
This is some grease.
I like the back. I like this outfit though. She's in like a black jumpsuit.
Yes, that ties in the back. It's very piecemeal. She looks exactly like Baby, a la not Grease. I did not mean that at
Dirty
all.
Dancing. Dirty Dancing. Oh, that's exactly. She's giving us Jennifer Grey realness.
Yeah, Jennifer Grey realness. Carrie.
And here comes Charlotte in gold.
And cannot believe
shoes.
Her eyes. A Miss Atlantic slutty.
She looks stunning.
She does. It's really a transformation episode. It's also funny because, of course, we've never seen Charlotte wear quite as frumpy of clothes as she has been. So they set up quite the contrast. And she's especially bouncy and like eye fluttery and Charlotte-y. The back is open. It's cut all the way down to her belly button. She looks good.
There are a lot of boobs
everywhere. Samantha says, no wonder the guys always win. There are boobs everywhere. What am I thinking? Bringing a cheating man to Atlantic Titty. She's like fidgeting a lot because she has the pearl thong on. And she's not digging the feel so much.
You got to play big if you want to wig big.
Ma'am, what would you like to play? And Miranda does hit me. And so
And
Miranda's like, we're going to need your chip. Heather has a little bit of
Course she does.
Proclivity here. Carrie's like, haven't we lost enough? And the guys, basically all these gross Atlantic City dudes, are like either in or out. They're all thinning hair and ugly print shirts. And they're like, come on. And then they tell Miranda that she has a fat ass. And basically they ream him out.
And Miranda gets really upset.
Understandably.
And Carrie is like, stands up for her.
Carrie is not going to be put in a corner, and she's not going to let Miranda be put in a corner. And she is like, yeah, you know what? She just had a baby. What's your excuse? And then she says, are you having triplets? And then a bunch of people in the area applaud.
It's very good.
It's cute. They are not going to let anyone say shit about their girl Miranda, especially dump heads.
They truly are dump heads.
They're literally jerk one and jerk two in the credits.
It's my dream.
And then they walk away on a little hot posse.
Samantha is so stunning.
But our heavyweight fight caused a bigger stir.
Miranda's like, I think I'm going to go upstairs.
And they're like, come on. They're idiots. Don't go. She says, I'm so tired. I'm sorry, Charlotte. Happy birthday. And Carrie says, stay. You can have my chip. Because she's just so desperate to have the four of them together.
And Samantha disappears because Richard calls.
And as Miranda walks away, she really self-consciously kind of like tries to cover her.
Oh, they're going to go to a fight.
Right.
Go to a fight with Richard, and she's like, he has a conference call, I guess. And
so then he's not going.
Runs.
Literally in her heels and in a pearl thong.
11 flights of stairs.
She misses an elevator, and instead of waiting for the next one, she runs up 11 flights of stairs, as Brooke just said.
She takes her shoes off like halfway up.
And then she stops and has to take the pearl thong off halfway up. And then she runs panting into Richard's room where she's panting, and he's actually on a conference call. And she's like, no one's here. And he says, no one's here. What's going on? She says, basically, I can't do this anymore. And she's like, I ran up 11 flights of stairs. I am, because I was sure that you were up here fucking someone else.
And Richard's like, I'm not.
As you can see, she says, but you were and you will again.
This is like, I totally understand this.
Yes. It's just I'm not sure what she expected to happen, you know?
And she's like, I think she's just too paranoid.
She basically says to him, I can't spend my life running upstairs after you.
I'm 37 after all. And he's like, but Samantha, I told you I'd do my best
to never hurt you again.
I love you. And she goes, I love you too, but I love me more.
She also laughs and says, do your best, because what kind of half-assed promise is that? That she means nothing.
She takes off the yellow canary diamond
and gives it back to him. And there, high above the casino, Samantha pulled her highest bet
her off heart the table. Off the table.
And
as she's walking away, she sees the maid and she's just like scoffs because she assumes that they probably fucked, which I also assume that they did.
I mean, Richard is pretty much not to be trusted. And just when Samantha thought she might have folded too soon, there's that maid.
Like, what?
Okay,
this
one
scene is also
here.
So fucking stupid.
It really is. A guy like, is like, hey, can we buy you a drink? Would you like to sit down?
And Charlotte's like, yes, it's my birthday.
And Carrie's like, oh, no, we're fine.
Oh, it's your birthday now?
Well, it's also just like, Carrie, this is the one thing she wanted. She was sad no one bought her a drink. Now they are. It's her birthday weekend, which you wanted to plan for her. They're like, what are your names?
Can you excuse us for a second?
And she says, can I please have a word with you alone? Which is such a weird and uncomfortable thing to say in front of other people. She's like, we'll be right back.
And she's like,
of course, they assume
Charlotte.
It's about them. Yeah, she says
and
her
they,
name.
Like, start bickering.
And they wave.
And it's I don't just, even know what Carrie's at.
No, I mean, they never really explain why Carrie kind of goes at this so hard. She's like, I didn't leave Manhattan to have a double date with two guys we'll never see again.
It's like, what the
and
fuck
And Charlotte
are you
does
there
her
for?
Charlotte optimism thing where she's like, we don't know that. Let's just go talk to them. She says, let's just have one drink. It might be fun. And Carrie's like, let's go. And the guys walk away. Of course, which was probably what Carrie wanted anyway. She literally is like, ha, problem solved. And it's like, dude, you're making your friend really sad. That's the one thing she wanted. And you're reveling in it.
My favorite part of this episode is that it's daytime outside during all of this.
Yep. So they put on jackets, matching pink zip-ups, and they're on this tram taking them on the boardwalk. And Carrie has a digital camera disposable camera out of nowhere. Sorry.
No,
about
she's had one the whole episode.
Oh. Yeah, because she wants to get the photo. Never mind. She's like, look, we're back where we started. I want to skip the drama and enjoy each other's company just starting now. They are doing heavy eyeshadow work on this,
the blue
on Carrie
eyeshadow.
On this episode.
Charlotte's like, I don't want to skip the drama. That's life. That's everything. Relationships, anniversaries, kids.
I want all of that, which is very fair. And
in
she says, in addition to my friends, Carrie says, well, that sounds wonderful, but don't bank on it happening, which is a pretty rude thing to say,
she
especially to Charlotte.
Bell.
And she hops off. I think she would maybe know she's being a brat, you know, and spiraling a little bit, but like she is laying it on thick.
Yeah, but I think that's why she's like, bye. She like is like, I'm gonna take
yeah,
some time.
She hops off and just lets.
She's like, I'm gonna go get some saltwater taffy, which she does.
She does. She gets 5 saltwater taffies. She says, maybe I wasn't banking on my friends. No, my friends? What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hiding them.
And we see this interaction with this really cute older couple.
Who are black.
Yes.
Remarkable. It's really sweet. They're basically just like, you know, she's like, do we want to go inside yet? And he says,
just
no,
like old
not
people
yet.
Banter.
And she says, ugh, you and your pink sky.
And then he like puts his arm around her and kisses her.
And they are just very sweet on the bench. And Carrie is
it's really very,
pleased to watch it and
makes
wants
my heart
it.
Swell.
Yeah, it's a nice moment. They're giggling. And they're older too in that whole, you know, luck being an old lady. We got old people in this episode.
Well,
everyone.
Like someone to grow old with. It's sort mm-hmm. of like.
A goal, something to strive for.
Yeah, maybe there are some
things worth gambling on.
Ugh. I'm sad.
There's a nice pink sky behind her. Back inside, I had a thought. To hit the jackpot in the future, you might have to bet on
so
where you
so
are in the
stupid.
Present.
So Carrie's like, what happens after 36? And the guy's like, well, I don't know. Maybe you fall off a table. And she like bets this $1,000 chip on 36. And it's roulette, right?
Right.
And 29 wins. And Carrie's like,
which also, of course, is,
like,
you know, 29, ideal age. But then she also does this thing where she's like, okay. And she stands up. She says, well, looks a little mournful, but also I think kind of it's partly what, you know, that's what the experiment was.
Cut to the bus and they're like, can you have
all
broken
four
up
of them
with
are
Richard
going back
tomorrow?
We could be in a limo right now. She says, you told me to. Carrie says, oh, no, we just said that literally.
And Samantha's like, what about my dignity?
Which, and, you know what, it was your dignity all along that you put on the line. Like, why it changed in that moment?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm glad.
And
I'm glad
so Charlotte's like, do you guys want to play old maid?
So they, Carrie pulls also out the disposable camera and they ask a sweet old lady across. She says, this is a moment we're going to want to remember.
Is this a moment we're going to want to remember?
Oh, yep. Nope.
And they laugh and Carrie goes, turns out it was.
And they take cute photos.
Whenever there's shit like this, I literally can't not think about how much Kim Cattrall hates that.
I know. Every time there's a yeah sweet moment like that. She plays it off really well, but somehow you can just, it's you know in your head. And they're cute, though. Carrie, like, falls off the seat laughing, and they get their photo. Mm-hmm. Everyone's just a little excessive in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't really understand why Carrie is so... I think the most illuminating thing maybe is what she says towards the end, where she's like, am I hiding in my friends? And that's why I'm, you know, freaking out.
Carrie's just, like, going through it and is taking it out on other people, which is, like, always a really cute thing to do.
Yeah. And to be fair, Charlotte does it in the beginning.
Yeah.
They're all kind of doing it to each other. Samantha's not being a good friend really at all in this episode. It's annoying that she got back together with Richard anyway, because this was the dynamic from the beginning of that, you know, where you're like, yeah, yeah, you didn't trust him from the beginning, and so you should never have. But love and hard lessons. And yeah. Charlotte hasn't had a lot of love that we've seen, so I can see why she chased it.
Charlotte?
Sorry, I mean Samantha. No. Sorry. I'm talking about Samantha and Richard. Yeah. Names. They're my children, and I can't keep them straight.
Who did you resonate with?
Oh, man.
Anybody?
I think I resonate with Carrie in the sense of, like, when your friends start off on different paths that you're not on or not on yet, and you get a little panicky about that feeling. I don't know, though. This isn't... I resonate with Samantha a little bit. You know, I don't like how she's gone about this, but her feelings certainly feel real to me. And her real... coming to terms with the fact that she can't do something she thought she could.
Yeah.
And who Richard is, you know, accepting what she knows about him. But I don't know. This feels like a different part of life episode in some ways.
I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not that I'm like, I feel like this a lot, but I feel like...
Which parts did you resonate with?
I don't know specifically, but I was watching and I was like, I like resonate with Carrie, where I like lash out at people when I'm actually like going through something myself.
Oh, yeah. I definitely become more of a brat when I know I'm doing it. Like, I descend into that, and then I can feel it, and then I don't like it, and then I become snarkier and...
Yeah, that, and I just, like...
That's true.
I feel like... I don't know.
I guess it's not particularly 30-ish, actually. No. There's a lot of emphasis on their ages, but it's not actually that.
No, I don't feel... I feel like this situation could happen at any age.
Yeah.
I feel like Carrie just is sort of, like, lost. I don't know. I feel like this was a throwaway episode in a weird way.
Yeah.
Just because Carrie's in a relationship transition.
I think they wanted it to be about friendship, but that's not really what comes through, because they spend 96% of it all kind of being jerks to each other. And Miranda isn't a jerk, but she doesn't really get to have fun, and she maybe has a gambling problem.
I want to unpack, like, hiding in my friends rather than banking on them.
Yeah.
Like, Carrie's so insistent that she needs to have this, like, time away with her friends because she... Like, is she afraid of being alone? Like, is that what the underlying thing is? Like, she's bored. Like, it's coming maybe out partly. Of something, which I totally think I understand. I don't know.
I think also she just, they've been so, you know, she's so defined by being in this unit with them.
Yeah. I think that it's ploppable. You just, like, change out blind dates for, like, Bumble dates.
Totally. And, yeah. I would agree.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't know, like, if we would go to a casino, but, like, we went to Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true. Once again, though, I don't fight with anybody in the way they, like, bicker and fight with each other.
Yeah.
But certainly not with my friends.
No.
Not that fighting with friends is bad necessarily, because fighting can be healthy. And, again, relationships are.
Yeah.
When you do it, you know, in a healthy way.
No, I don't either.
But. I'm always taken aback by it. But again, good TV is interesting and funny to watch.
Some people do.
It's true. I know. Yeah, I got to remember, not everyone in the world is like me.
Right.
Crazy thought.
Weird.
What about Delta up, Delta down.
My Delta up is definitely our trip to Disney World.
Yep.
It was amazing, and it was really special to have you there with us. I loved
Huge
it.
Huge shout out to Pod Dad.
Pod Dad, Pod Sister,
but
Pod
entire
Mom.
Pod family, truly.
Pod fam.
Thank you guys.
It was really wonderful and special. And my Delta down is that, like, it was, like, really great to be on vacation, but Disney does not ever really feel like vacation mm-hmm. because you're, like, going mm-hmm. so much mm-hmm. that, like, I've spent the past, like, 2 days just sort of, like, vegging out because I'm just, like, my
That's
body's,
so nice.
Like, you're walking so much, but also you're eating so much salt.
Yes.
Then I'm just, like.
We walked so many miles. It was a very exhilarating 48 hours and also a very adrenaline-filled 48 hours, and that's also exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just sort of feeling the transitions in mm-hmm. my life in a, like, heavy way, mm-hmm. and I'm, like, a little sad mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, a little scared and a little lost.
Yeah.
But.
26? 36?
What's the difference?
What's a decade?
What about you?
My Delta up is also Disney World. Also, we got to hang out with my friend Kim there.
Oh, yeah.
And she took us on her ride, which is also really cool, and told us a bunch of stuff about Disney. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
And my Delta down is just a general emotional clusterfuck I'm dealing with right now, which is way beyond my control and not really about me, but happening to me regardless in my life. Once again, I'm grateful for having really good friends. So, you know.
How could I find you on social media?
That is such a good question. I thought you'd never ask. Actually, you can find me on Twitter. I don't know if you know Twitter, but Twitter's super fun.
I've never heard of it.
So find me there. At Mrs. Burr Macklin, because I don't know if you know Burr Macklin FBI, but I'm his wife. And then you can find me on Instagram, BridgetM37. So see you there, I guess. Brooke, where can I find you?
That bit, really?
I don't know what happened.
Startled me.
We've been post-Disney energy kind of through this whole episode, and I just got a... That was it. That was everything I had to give. There it is.
Can be found on Twitter.
Oh, no. No, I'm yawning.
Did you yawn? Text us if you yawned. You can find me on Twitter at Brooke Wise. You can find me.
This is going well.
You can find me, Brooke Wiseman, on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram, although you should have followed me this weekend because I provided excellent,
so much good content.
At Brooke Wiseman, no underscore. Please don't confuse it. It will make me sad.
We're going to.
Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast.
Be at Splat Podcast at Twitter,
Instagram, gmail.com.
Please rate, review, and subscribe. We love
Just
you.
Do
Thank
it.
You for bearing with us when we sometimes take weeks off and sleep and I'm about to devolve into not making words that go together.
So I think that's where we're going to say we love you.
Adieu.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. We love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.